Well, as you come round the corner to the flower gardens at Stamford Park, just below the Bowling Green, straight away you're taken aback by the brightness of the stunning colours from the tulips that are now on show. We've got pinks and oranges and yellows and purples. This is what the park is known for, and it all comes together, hopefully, in front of some bright sunshine. I'm with Rob Muir, who's one of the gardeners here, and also Deb Kaufman, who's organised today's event. So, Rob, how much preparation and how many bulbs goes into this?
There's approximately 10,000 bulbs going last year in November. All the beds were prepared in November and planted within a two-week space, hopefully to flower roughly at the same time. And most of them are doing this year.
So you really have to crack on, and it takes a lot of planning, does it, in terms of the mix of the colours and how it's all going to look?
Yeah, all the planning is done beforehand, and then we plant them as quickly as we can to get them all in roughly at the same time.
And what about the weather that you need for it all to come together? Because most of them have already flowered, haven't they? And I guess that's what you're aiming for.
Most of them are out at the moment and should stay out for the next few weeks at least. We're hoping the last few beds will come out this week if the weather stays nice and warm, which it hopefully will do.
So has the weather been kind to you this year with what we've had, a bit more sunshine recently?
They're a little bit late because we've had quite a cold spring, but this last few weeks since Easter, the weather's been a bit better and it's brought them all on quite fast.
Well, Deb, this is one of the biggest days of the year for your park, isn't it? So you've got a big event arranged around it.
Yes, that's right. It's our annual event called Tulip Sunday, and it's been running for a number of years now. And it's basically, it's a celebration of spring and of the colourful plants and tulips that we've got. And it's a traditional family fun day. So we've got various attractions. We've got face painters, craft workshops, sports, climbing wall, street theatre walkabouts and a magician. And various, it's a community event, so we've got various community groups and local charities that come and they have stalls and they'll raise funds for the event. So we're hoping for a good turnout in whatever the weather brings, really. So,
and in the last few years, all the facilities have been improved here. There's a fantastic park which is rammed full of children at the moment. Yeah. But is Tulip Sunday and the tulips something that people really look forward to, do you think?
Yes, they do. Everybody comments on it, and we will have labels telling people what the varieties are, and you know, and the staff on hand if they want to ask questions about cultivation and how to look after them. Yeah, Rob the gardener here. Yeah, people come for the tulips, but also to enjoy the rest of the park. It's a great way to showcase the facilities we've got. We've got a new cafe open now, the Pavilion Cafe, so there's a wide range of refreshments available there. So, yeah, it should be successful.
All right, well, thank you for talking to us. That's Deb Kaufman and also Rob Muir, who's one of the gardeners down here. So the events will be taking place around the park. Lots of excitement up near the swings and the slides. But if you fancy an impressive treat for the eyes, just take a wander down to the flower gardens, and that's where you'll find all the tulips.